God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Wouldn't you like to join the perfect church? There's a problem. The moment you join the perfect church with your family, it will no longer be a perfect church because your family's not perfect, your church is not perfect, you are not perfect, and I'm not perfect, nor is my family nor my church. And yet, while we are not perfect, we can all be better. We can be all be more of what God made us to be. Now, how do we do that? Well, in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, God is addressing His churches. And what you find here is that the only way to be what God made you to be is to accept His estimation of what you are. In the first place, God knows. God knows us. He knows the good and the bad. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 2, He says, "I know thy works and thy labor." He says this again in verses 9 and 13 and 19, and then in chapter 3 a couple times. Each time He addresses one of the churches, He says, "I know your works." God knows your labor of love. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. No one else may know what good you are doing, but God wishes to work through you, and God, of course, is certainly aware when you allow Him to do that. On the other hand, verse 14, the Lord says, "But I have a few things against thee," speaking to another church. So God knows. That is God's place. It is God's place to know us to our core. Number two, it is our place to hear His message. Chapter 2, verse 7, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now, I'm not at Ephesus or Smyrna or Pergamos or Thyatira or any of these other churches, nor are you. But that's why God says, "He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to these churches." We can learn from what the Lord had to say to each of these churches. He's speaking to us in each case. You know, it's incumbent upon us then, finally, to remember and repent. That is, God knows our hearts. We need to hear His word, and then we need to respond to it by remembering and repenting. In verse 4 of chapter 2, verse 5, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works." He says this a couple times, remember and repent. Remember means to call to mind. Repent means to change one's mind. In other words, God only has you if He has your mind. If you're not thinking God's thoughts after Him, you're not following God's steps after Him. So remember and repent. You know, at the end of these two chapters, the Lord pictures Himself as standing at the door. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him and he with me." You know, fellowship with the Lord is His desire, but it's our decision. He will not force it upon us. He knows our heart. We should hear His word. We should remember and repent, and He stands at the door knocking. And so fellowship with God today, whether it's in my home or in my church, is a matter of having the humility to hear and the obedience to follow. "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches."